Mr. Bland, Reel 12. We're talking about being in Greece, Mr. Bland. Do you recall any? You've mentioned the being with a three carrier patrol. Do you recall any other activities which you got involved in?
Well, that was the main one. This panic. We never expected it. When we first landed there, they were showing us for flowers in there. And then I think it was the communist league, they called them ELAS. That was the party, ELAS. There's three different parties, like ELAS, EAM, and KKE. They were like, must have been communist party, but ELAS was the main one. They must have been communist, like. He didn't want the king back on the throne. He'd been in England all the time. They were like partisans. These blokes, they called themselves partisans. Were
they well armed, well equipped?
Well, I suppose they had stuff that took off the German and the Italian and the small arms stuff but the thing. They pick their own people up, and that's coming there to work. That hotel we were in, the headquarters we were in, I don't know if she's knocking about with a bloke, but they'd got hold of our brother and they'd cut his nose, the middle part of his, they'd cut that out, they would catch this one, they were.
So they were doing rather unpleasant things to their own population. How did this affect you? Did this make you angry, seeing these kind of things?
You didn't. That happened. That went on for about... we couldn't get into Pyrenees because they had all the Pyrenees. But they must have made the land and they must have made some way of getting stuff in. And then they landed because we didn't have... We only had small arms, when they landed, they'll tell me, must have landed, and they got a right arm on them, and that was it, it was our own, the play happened in two or three days, in Pyrenees. Now, there was a cruiser in the beer, and the cruiser was the Ajax, that's when. It didn't seem out in that boat, but it was firing point blank at the buildings, in Pyrenees,
The communist held ones. Yeah. The communist held buildings.
It was firing, you could see there when it was like a deep, what they call it, like a gulf, you could look from our safe room hotel, and you could look down and you could see Pyrenees, You could see the Ajax, which was lying maybe 200 or 300 or maybe 300 or 400 yards off, but it was firing point blank, these buildings. There was war fighters up by now, two war fighters was always together, strafing and dipping down, but it was after that it was all there. So after that, we had a bit of a rest,
Before we come to that, what tactics was the battalion doing, and how were you carrying out your jobs?
Well, it was just like patrols and holding positions, I can remember, taking a section of men down to this house. I don't know whether it was me what went down, or whether it was one of the other carriers went down. He went down the next morning with our breakfast. When he got down there, there wasn't anybody there. They come back with that canteen, tea, what used to be open there, and that sandwich is our breakfast. He said, there isn't anybody that I was looking there and say, of course it is, man, you built the round house, because they went down again, all this is a few pouches, none had been there, but they had been there, a lot of them had been there, six or seven of them, they'd got up there. But that's what it was, spread out to try to calm this thing down, I sort of stand like, but
Were you putting up roadblocks and searching people?
That it didn't have a roadblock, but that a thing across the road, and there was the main road, what run along that Kalamaki Airport. Like, this place was called Fallerone, by the way. I can remember them coming in there, and it was a Sunday morning, thousands of them coming along the coast road, like, and they were chanting, like, you know, that, like a demonstration, like, you know, and we had a bloke called Scobie, Lieutenant General Scobie, who was in charge, and they were coming along, and they were shouting, and I was saying to myself, oh, what's what they're saying? They're saying, Scobie's a bastard, Scobie's a bastard, chanting like that, and then, though that the royalists, like, you know, what wanted the king back, like, I think they were in a minority, like, or they didn't dare, for one, like, they didn't dare say anything, like, because
did you have to clear houses yourselves that were held by these communists?
No, the factories, like, you know, they used to, they'd have the factories, like, in the, I can remember the two or three factories, like, torched all at the same time, like, you know. I thought, Mr. Lane, the Americans is that they are sending the stuff out, which at that time they were short of rope, like, you know, they were practically starving, like the grief, like, you know, what the Americans were sending stuff out there and you were burning it, like.
So quite an element of your job was street fighting through houses and factories.
Clearing all the time. The shed farms, like, you know. Clean Farallon back into Paris, Athens, like.
How did you relate to the civilian population as a whole?
Oh, the people we met, like, I mean, we were in these houses, but they were, like, mostly, like, if they were communists, they didn't say they were communists. They were, like, they wanted the king back on the throne, like, you know. But I can remember being at the bottom of that street in the carrier, like, and I can remember being there, like, and we were very friendly with the daughters, like that. She was a hairdressing shop, like, and the two daughters, like, used to talk to us, like, and all of a sudden this lorry come up, and there was about six or seven of these communists got out, and they took the mother away. But they let, and she was a communist, like, you know, the mother was like a, whether they were, they might have been police, like, they might have been, the police were like warriors, like, you know, they wanted to, the company took the mother away because the, one of the daughters come along and asked us if we could intervene to get our mother out of jail, like, well, we couldn't, you know, like, yeah.
Did both sides treat each other in a harsh and cruel way?
Aye, well, that's what I'm saying, like, you know, when they last come along, when they picked our brother up, but our brother had been telling tales, like, and giving information to the British, like, that the Currys, when the Currys goes out, like, they got them, she come along, like, and the bloke she was friendly with got the MO, like, and the MO sounds the same, I'm like. And kind of day, don't they? It's finished, like, you know. Died the next day, I think. Or that.
This was the chap that had been cut.
What he'd been doing, what he'd been passing information to us, what he'd been. What he'd been doing, I don't know.
This was entirely different to the war you had been fighting. Entirely different role. And how did you take
great,
to it?
It was great through the day. We used to be drinking one through the day and make coffees all the time. Great, like, you know, everything just happened on a night. You didn't dare relax on a night, like when you were out in case the news, they got you like they would give you a hard time, like that. They used to then prisoners, like, they took their boats off them, like, you know, that the first thing they done, took their boats off them and took their courts, like, you know. That,
the Greek population itself, did they welcome you? Did they like you?
Oh, well, we landed there, when we first landed there, and we walked, and from the airport down into Athens, down we were chucking flowers and all sorts, like fruit and, you know, that children, like, you know. But they would be the royalists, like, you know, but the communists wanted the part of, I don't know what they wanted, like, they wanted part of the sea, like, and they didn't want the king back.
What was the response of the battalion of the whole, including yourself, to seeing your own mate shot by, in effect, these civilians?
I'd say,
it must have angered you to know. You know, you'd been fighting in Germans, which you'd expect to do. Right. Now you come over to do a peacekeeping task, and you lose men, you lose friends.
Well, I didn't at the time know that they'd killed any of our blokes. Mm-hmm. I knew they took a lot of our blokes, not a lot, like, but they took some of our blokes prisoner, like, you know, and I knew they were having a hard time because it was given out like that. Even to that, the boar fight is made up by what they call it, watching them all the time, like, them marching, there must have been, you know, a few hundred, like, but he picked, that's what they done, picked, and I thought myself, that. Then they were walking, they went out to help them to get things, to get together with them, like, and that's what they done, like.
A civil war like this, obviously, you know, made things difficult for civilian population. Did food supplies break down? Did you get involved in giving them, carrying them food? But the civilians, did you give them food?
If there's leftovers, the band was always there. The children was always there. And, give them what you could, like. But I mean, I thought I took a deal. They were out there, and they were Republicans just frying all that stuff in, like, and they were burning it, like, for some reason, like, you know, up there. Mind, there was some, the daft, the Americans had a funny one, there was some tins of carnation milk. Well, the Greeks didn't want carnation milk, all they were wanting was bread, you know, and they sent the wrong kind of stuff, and then what they call it, the corn on the cob, I can remember them get big tins for yourself, wanted to them tins, corn on the cob. Well, they didn't want that kind of stuff, like, it was the wrong kind of stuff going around. I suppose they meant well, they not there.
Do you recall getting, again, visitors, important visitors? Churchill, did he arrive?
Churchill come. Anthony Eden visited us, and Churchill and all, like, what there was, I don't know, my mate, like, from up this way, pension, like, he was escort for Churchill, like, he come up and he stopped the night on the Ajax, because it was too rough for him to, like, stop in Athens or round about our area, like. They didn't dare take the chance of him being, like, so he went back on board the boat, like, the Ajax, like. Anthony Eden come out and he inspected the officers, like, when Anthony Eden come out, I can remember him coming out. Everybody seemed to be away down in Athens, so it must have been coming out. They must have took Athens then, like, and most of the boats was out for the day in Athens, like, you know, up there.
It was Christmas Day and Boxing Day that they evidently arrived. Do you recall that?
I can remember like Churchill coming out and Anthony Eden at that time, because he was on his way to that thing with Stalin and
the Yalta conference. Christmas in Greece, did that follow the usual typical army Christmas?
No, I don't know whether we had our Christmas dinner like us. I've never known when we would go and get a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. Like, oh, let's give you a Christmas dinner, but maybe it was later on when things quietened down, like, you know.
You mentioned the Greek police and the job they were doing, you working with them. Were you also working with Greek soldiers, Greek troops?
I didn't save any Greek troops. It was Greek police, like what was what these communists was like, were after, like, sort of style, like, you know. The bloke, this high-ranking police officer, he might have been, you know, he was above, like, he had a big rank, like, at, he scared stiff, like, you know, at, which I would have been, and I think that's what I'm about that. Well, anyway, like, after they took Athens and Pirates and they cleared it, like, we were on the move again, like, on the boats, and they blocked the Corinth Canal, which was only, I think, a 70-mile, like, I mean, a 70-mile, like, up to Patras. They blocked that. I don't know what the Germans had blocked it. The boat had sunk the boat, like, or whether these communists had done it, like. But that was blocked. So we had to go right down to Patras by sea, which was about 3 days, you know, but...
What did you do there?
We landed at Patras. As soon as we got off the boat, was then landing craft. LCIs, I think it wasn't the big ones, LCTs. But our Caddies was on there. The Caddy was on there, but I remember, like, getting there. But the same one, it was on the rust, like, you know. Anyway, like... We went by, say, 3 days, and there was all of these Indians on, like, a pioneer, like, company, Indians, like, went round to Patras, but when they got to Patras, the ELOS officer in charge of that area, like, he gave up, and surrendered, like, you know, the public surrendered, when he had on his white horse, and he handed, like, in the packed in there and then, like, must have known, hey, we've got a good hiding down at Athens and Pirates, like that. But it was a funny thing down there, like, you know, when if any of their men got killed down there, they used to, the next thing they used to say, they were naked, they used to take all their clothes off them, like, you know, all that shorter clothes, like, them. And boots and that kind of lot, they'll be lying there properly naked, like, you know, but when we went up to Patras, that's the bloke was there, like, waiting to pack in, like, you know, and that's it was all quiet, like, and then all we were doing there was going out to outlying districts, you know, on the way, we were 7 miles out to this little village, we were still being carved out. Like these little, there must have been scuffles on, like, you don't know what they were scuffling for, because there was only like little farm, little mountains, and what they were fighting for, like that.
How do you do disarm these people, find them and take their weapons away from them?
We didn't find many weapons at all, like, you know. Well, yes, I did before we got down, but I remember being called out to through the night at this place, 7 miles out of Patras, where we were. We went up these mountain road, we cut out these, you know, the little bit slipping, we were over the top, like, it's especially the carriers, like, you know, that when we got to this little village, it was only like a family affair, fighting, like, belting down the rain. You know, we got there about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was only like a fight between the. But we had a great horse, I can remember a great soldier, like a great officer, on our carrier, like, you know, but, he must have been like a bit of an interpreter, like, you know, but,
So that was a domestic?
A domestic guy. Mm-hmm.
Did you find it quite stressful under these circumstances of travelling around and not knowing whether the native population immediately around you were friendly or enemies, or might be throwing things, you know, bombs at you or what have you, firing on you? You'd have to be very alert, no doubt.
Yeah, it came on your toes, but there were, towards the end, like, when things quieted down, it was, that's when we got the Patrasi, the Gurkhas was, they were there, like, you know what, they were down there, like, what was going on there.
So your role at Patras after this truce was to scour the countryside and keep the peace, as it were.
I wasn't there, like, and we wouldn't look there long. That is about 4 or 3 weeks. When things quietened down, we doubled back down in there.
Did you have a parade of some kind at Patras? A show of force, in a sense?
No, not that. I can't remember in Patras, like, but I don't know if it was a parade, like, you know, I think there might have been, but the Gurkhas, like, it was only a small town, Patras, like, but Sayport, like.
Did you get on again well with the civilians there?
Oh, I, there were. They didn't like mix really. I mean, they must have thought, well, what's the floor standing? Like, you know, I think it was mostly up that way, like out in the mountains where you always get these, like, family people coming across the border, pension staying, like, you know, we had the same carry on. In Greece, which comes in another second, like, you know, the second time, coming across the border, pinching and chasing them back over, like, and.
Have you any other memories of Greece and being your own involvement, what you were doing, what was happening to you? When the peace settled down and the, you know, everything was working.
When things settled down, we used to get a lot in Athens. You know, the cinemas, and they were all everybody from Fulham, like, you know, you could. And I can remember, like, going into the cinema, like, and you know, the movie tone news, then the news used to come on, like. And if the church where it was always on at that time, the news, like, you know, must have been a mixed, I can remember the Greeks, because it must have been a mixed cinema, like, you know, that the Greeks used to stand up and they used to cheer, like, you know, at the church, and when they sang church, and so it must have been a great man, like, you know, up there, a great leader, like, to them, like, you know, used to say, for goodness sake, sit down, man, you know, but Churchill is a big man, like, you know, but.
Did you admire Churchill, you and your friends? In the battalion?
Oh, I said, it's Barney Castle, you know, but
you had a high regard for him, then?
Oh, I knew he was like a leader, like he was about the only, I suppose he was an old drunkard, like, you know, but he was there like it's a figure eight, wasn't he, like, you know, like,
So you say you went to cinemas and obviously you'd get much closer, more friendlier with the population. Were you able to move around Athens and the area safely?
Just walked around like tourists, like, you know, you wouldn't. Then we used to get up to the. We visited the what do you call it?
Acropolis. That,
Acropolis,
yeah.
And it was, I don't know whether it was a guard on the palace. The palace was just in Athens itself, like, you know, just on the, well, it wasn't on the outskirts, it was back the inn, like, you know, I don't know whether they did have our guard went on the run then, I think, but then they were reverted back there. Then what they come, every two ones for the pomp on his own, and the royal guard, I think.
What were your feelings about Greece and the Greeks overall, considering, you know, all of the experiences you had there?
Well, there's like two halves in the way, like, you know, the people and the people who wanted to say were great, like, you know, but there was just them element, like, you know, they were just like the I suppose they're just like the IRA, like, you know, but they wanted to say, like, you know, and they would go to any lengths to get it, like, you know, that they thought we were interfering, like, you know, like, what you're saying here, like, you know, it's our country, like, you know, and that's what.
Did you understand that feeling that they had?
Oh, I did. But you're right, that they didn't want us there, like, you know, but, one half wanted you there, one half didn't, like, you know, but,
you mentioned Indian troops being there, the Gurkhas. Did the Americans send anyone?
I didn't say no Americans. Not there, like. No, we went across, the boat we went across on was, they were like these pioneer Indian troops, because they went down below, like, and they used the wash basins was on the next deck below. And I can remember, like, they left a scum round, like oil round the wash basin, making their complaints, like, you know, folks complained. They said, hey, you know, that, I think it must have been an American boat, Ellis, what we went across on, because, anyway, like, that this regimental sergeant major, what, I don't know whether he was an Indian or whether he was English. Put yourself like a little whip, like he was, you know, one of them. And he got about three or four of them. Get him, go on, get them, place cleaned up, you know, and he was whipping them down, you know, down the stairs right there. Get him, get them, put basins.
And
of course, the group must have been the American boat, because I can remember the biscuits. Them oatmeal biscuits, I hated them. I can put, there was a glass of tomato juice off the fridge, like, so it's right there. And, yeah, you've got steak and everything, like, you know, you've got there, what you wouldn't.
How long were you in Greece after the truce?
I think we left. We left the day Roosevelt died. I can remember coming along to get the boat, and the flags were flying the dark mast, so that must have been, I don't know, that would have gone in. That was April
1945.
Aye.